And we were working on finishing up 1 Kings here last time we met, which was a couple weeks ago now. And 1 Kings chapter 22. And if you do recall, we left 1 Kings 22 for a little while because there's a couple of chapters on Jehoshaphat that is contained in Chronicles that was not contained in 1 Kings, and we finish that. So we go down to the very end of 1 Kings before we go over and start 2 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 50. 1 Kings 22:50. And Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. And again, notice there the very common thing that the Bible does, and you've heard that Jesus Christ is the son of David. Well, Jehoshaphat was the son of David because he's in the lineage. Okay, it's not a direct father in that sense. It was a great, 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 whatever, grandfather, but still. Anyway, the city of David, his father, and Jehoram, his son, reigned in his stead. And I warned you last time that when you're dealing with these things, that you've got these two houses of kings now. You've got Israel, the 10 northern tribes, and then you have the two southern tribes, Judah and Benjamin. And, of course, Judah and Benjamin is David's line, but through this period of time, there's several kings that have the same names in both houses. There are two Ahaziahs that reign close together, one in each house. There's two Jehorams that reign pretty close together, one in each house. There's a couple of Joashes. And so it's kind of easy to get confused, but that's where we pick up in verse 51. Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, began to reign. Now, there's an Ahaziah that folks have insisted through the years that there was an issue with his age as recorded in the Bible. That's another Ahaziah. That's an Ahaziah that comes up later on Judah's line. But in verse 51, this Ahaziah is a son of Ahab. That's Israel's side, okay? Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel in Samaria, the 17th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 2 years over Israel. He did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father and in the way of his mother and in the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. For he served Baal, worshipped him, and provoked to anger the Lord God of Israel according to all that his father had done. So you turn the page into 2 Kings and you pick right up where Ahaziah steps up